This year's competition includes 8 individuals and teams. They've come up with gadgets ranging from a vending machine with reusable containers to a customizable laptop keyboard designed to make typing more comfortable. Junior Jason Lohr thought of his portable refugee shelter after reading about the 2005 earthquake in Pakistan. That disaster left more than 1 million people homeless when their tents collapsed in the snow and wind.
There's just a great need for a stronger shelter that was not met. So I started thinking there has to be a better shelter out there.
Lohr's shelter is set up in his backyard. It's shaped like a tent made of light yet sturdy polyethylene panels held together with screws. Rubber seals the top and the bottom is made out of canvas. A model can house 4 people but could be expanded to fit more with additional panels. Senior Andy Burton also had good intentions when he designed a one-handed canoe system. It allows people with physical limitations to paddle a canoe with one arm. It's a clamp attached to the side of the canoe. Screwed into the clamp is a hook for the canoe paddle to rest inside, making it more like a rowboat.
You're not connected to the paddle other than you're hanging onto it with one hand. So I really didn't want to do any attachments to the user or anything that could put them at risk.
The inventions will be judged on their innovation and marketability. More than $27,000 will be awarded to the top inventors. Christina Clarkson, Wisconsin Public Radio.